This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News.
Thanks. Yeah. Hey, sports fans. Cam Stewart here with your sports bet news and betting update for 6 o'clock. It's time to get on the grid, everybody. NFL Monday Nighter tonight, a few hours away. Winless Miami trying to get their first 0-6 at 2-4 Pittsburgh. Let's hope this one's a good one. The line, very big. Pittsburgh laying 14, total 43.5 first half line. Steelers minus 7.5, total 22.5. The Tampa Bay Bucs could make tight end O.J. Howard available before the trade deadline, only if they receive a substantial offer. This from ESPN. Many teams inquiring about Howard, including the New England Patriots, but the Bucs wouldn't part ways with the former first-round pick unless they get a big package, but things have apparently changed. After a horrible start to the year, the Washington Redskins also thinking about trading away a valuable asset. The Redskins now open to trading holdout star tackle Trent Williams after refusing to do so in the first 8 weeks of the season. This from the NFL Network. The Cleveland Browns have been linked to Williams for months, but the Pro Bowler will have plenty of suitors, no doubt. Williams still under contract through 2020. He must report to the Skins by week 10 to accrue a year towards free agency. We'll see how this one plays out. Some Arizona Cardinals, their backfield beat up and getting some help today. The Dolphins have traded running back Kenyon Drake to the Cards in exchange for a 2020 conditional pick. The team announcing today, Miami will receive a 6th-round pick or a 5th-round pick. Arizona already uses 5th-round selection in this year's supplemental draft, and it appears the Dolphins would reacquire the pick they sent to the Cards way back for quarterback Josh Rosen in April. Drake never asked to be dealt, but his representatives didn't return the Miami Dolphins calls when they tried to re-sign the 25-year-old tailback to a contract extension last month. The Dolphins now unloading a lot of young stars, Mika Fitzpatrick, Laremy Tunsil, and now Kenyon Drake. David Johnson, the Cards' number one back, has been dealing with multiple ailments over the past few weeks. Backup Chase Edmonds, brilliant against the Giants in week 7, but he sustained a hammy injury in week 8. And Cards coach Cliff Kingsbury said there's concerns that Edmonds could join Johnson on the shelf for the Cards' week 9 contest this Thursday against San Francisco. They're going to need all the help they can get against the undefeated 49ers. Denver Broncos quarterback Joe Flacco will not play in week 9. Due to a herniated disc in his neck. This from head coach Vic Fangio. Fangio also said they might have to place the 34-year-old pivot on injured reserve, but they need more information first. Fourth-year quarterback Brandon Allen will replace Flacco. Allen, a 6th-round draft pick, and he's going to make his first start at home versus the Cleveland Browns this Sunday. Rookie second-year quarterback Drew Locke is nearing his return from the injured list, not quite ready for game action yet. Bears coach Matt Nagy giving quarterback Mitch Trubisky a vote of confidence after he struggled again versus the LA Chargers in a loss. Chase Daniel still the number two guy. The Jets, they've traded away defensive end Leonard Williams to the New York Giants for a 3rd-round pick in 2020 and a 5th-rounder in 2021. The pick will become a 4th-rounder if the Giants ink Williams to an extension before March of 2020. Williams was rumored to be on the trade block, with the Jets not interested in bringing up and down the lineman. He's had up and down season, and they want to get rid of him before the expiring contract. More bad news for the Jets. Coach Adam Gase announcing today that talented linebacker C.J. Mosley, he'll be out 5 to 6 more weeks with that groin injury. Tough year for the 27-year-old star. And the Cleveland Browns have traded away linebacker Jannard Avery to the Philadelphia Eagles for a 4th-round pick. We got the Pittsburgh Pirates. They fired general manager Neil Huntington after 2 years left on his contract. Pirates cleaning house in the offseason. They earlier fired manager Clint Hurdle and team president Frank Connolly. Yankees, Larry Rothschild, he will not be returning as the pitching coach for the New York Yankees. The 65-year-old Rothschild has been linked to the Philadelphia Phillies by multiple sources due to his past working relationship with new Phillies manager Joe Girardi. Busy night in the NBA. We got lots of betting lines and totals tonight. Let's get things started. 7:05 Indiana -1.5, 212 against the Pistons. We got the Bulls -2 against the New York Knicks, the game Gabe and Paul are going to, 224.5. Philadelphia 76ers -5.5, 222.5 against the Atlanta Hawks there. We got Orlando and Toronto Raptors laying 5. 210 is your total in that basketball game. We got New Orleans. The Pelicans playing New Golden State. They're laying 4.5, 237 is your total. OKC at Houston. The Rockets -10, 227.5 right there. Cleveland at Milwaukee. The Bucks laying 15.5. 224.5 is your total. 835 action. Portland at San Antonio. We got the Spurs -6, 222.5. 1005 action. Utah -5 at the Phoenix Suns, 213.5. Denver laying 6.5 at Sacramento, 217. 1035 action. Charlotte at LA. Clippers -15.5, 227 is your total. In the NHL, horrible news for the defending Stanley Cup champion Blues. Star forward Vladimir Tarasenko has shoulder surgery today. He's going to be reevaluated in 5 months' time, the Blues announcing. Oh, wow, that's brutal news for them. One of the best players in the league. Just two in the NHL tonight. 7:05 Arizona at Buffalo. Sabres -125.5. And 10:05 action, Florida and Vancouver. Canucks laying 1.25, 6.5. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio. Thanks to George Kurtz for dropping by. We'll break down the NFL not Monday nighter and a huge NBA card and go over the NHL as well. Stay tuned, guys. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage on Sportsnet on Sports Grid is coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, level 2, game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage. Get on the grid, Sports Grid. Zumo TV channel 719. Monday night football. Dun, 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 dun. You got the Miami Dolphins versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, in which we do not have a helmet of. We don't have every team. We've got, you know, it seems like we've been pretty good with games that are on TV and stuff like that, but no, we do not have every team, but we do have the Miami Dolphins, who to this day are still the only team ever to go undefeated. Just ask them. Yep. As the champagne's on ice, they're waiting for
every year.
You got to believe, actually, that, like, isn't that the one thing that Belichick hasn't accomplished?
Yes, the only thing.
He doesn't seem to, like, I don't know, doesn't seem to drive him, because I think they, you know, we've seen them in the past rest players, and, you know, they've taken a different approach in different years. They went for it that one time and they ended up losing, right? They ended up losing the Super Bowl. Yet
the year they got killed to the Giants.
Yeah, I you know, you look though, Cam, things are so easy for them this year. If I'm the Patriots, it has to be a conversation that, listen, guys, you know, Tom's not going to be here forever. Yep. Bill's not getting any younger. This is probably the most dominant we've been ever before. You know, why don't we try to shut those Dolphins up forever and go out as the only undefeated, you know, the new modern undefeated team, you know?
I agree 100%. They could do it. Their turnover ratio this year is absolutely staggering. Gabe, I watched that game against Cleveland. It was over before it started. Cleveland, Chubb was running the ball down their throat, too. Fumble, mistake, pick. Like, that's the thing. The Patriots are just so opportunistic. They didn't even play a good game, and they still cover numbers because of the defense and the turnovers. They're just smart football team. But I absolutely agree with you. I think it's time. Think about it. Tom Brady, he's not going to be around very much longer. They have the talent to do it. I agree. You want to be a part of history? Go for it. I think they can, too. They could run the table. Why not?
At least they play, Baltimore. I think it's a Sunday nighter, actually.
It's actually next Sunday, I think. Yes. Yeah, Baltimore's only 3.5-point dogs, I think, 4, maybe. Baltimore could beat them.
All right, here we go. New England Patriots to go 16-0 in the regular season. FanDuel has odds, +350 right now.
Not enough.
No. I don't think they do go undefeated.
I think they lose the game.
No, they're going to lose, and like I said, I think they think it's too training. I think Belichick thinks it's not worth it. Will the Dolphins go 0-16? Yes is +260. Bengals to go 0-16.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I always like to stay relevant, see what's trending right now. Chicago Trump protest is National Chocolate Day today, Cam. It's always some stupid national some food day.
Why wouldn't you just put it on Halloween?
It's a very good call. This is for Yang, actually. It's AirPods Pro Day today.
Oh, AirPods.
AirPods Pro.
Yeah, they got the new AirPod things.
I wouldn't even know what the hell that is, AirPod.
They're the wireless
little earbuds.
Yeah, they're the wireless Apple earbuds.
Yeah, you know what, though? How come they don't make them in black, Yang? They look dumb in white.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Dudes look like you're wearing these little cheap white earrings. Like if it was in black, it would just look better, I think, Cam.
You got to be like me. I got to get the AirPod skins, man. I put some of that on there. It kind of changes the complexion of the AirPods.
See, yeah. We just came up with a $1 million idea. We should put, like, team logos on it.
There you go, buddy.
You're a Yankee fan. You got your little Yankee logo in your ear, you know? Sticking out.
Like those Band-Aids that had NFL logos on them. Yeah, smart move, man. Smart
that was Craig Carton's idea.
I got to give Carton credit. That was a great idea. NFL Band-Aids? What a winner.
I swear to God.
I still got Eagles.
Craig Carton told
Eagles
me.
I got Eagles Band-Aids. I use them. I use them when I cut myself shaving. I got them upstairs.
Yeah.
Give me some. Remember?
I
want
swear
these
to God.
Band-Aids, Cam?
That's his idea. That was his invention.
That was a great invention. Like, let's give credit. That's very nice.
He told me he made money at first or something, but I don't know. Something happened. I don't know. There's, you know.
I use them.
I can't believe you have Seattle Seahawks Band-Aids.
No, I didn't. The only kind Sussman goes, we only got Eagles left. I go, I'll take them. I split my, I got sensitive skin.
Oh, you got them from
so
here.
Eagles on my face. Yeah. Oh, Remember you guys gave me you gave me that Roto shirt that was like a baby tee. I gave it to my girlfriend.
Because Craig Carton, brought a bunch of Eagle Band-Aids.
Yeah, that's right. I got Carton's Eagle bandages. They work great.
Yeah, you know what? When he gets out, too, like, I wouldn't bet against him. I wouldn't bet against Carton when he gets
he'll
out.
Come up, I want to make a. I'll make you a bet when he gets out. He's going to get rich because he's going to come up with a good idea.
Exactly.
Not tell anybody, and it's going to work. Trust
exactly.
me, I'm betting on him.
I thought about that. I tell you right now too. Carton right now has got a million ideas to make money when he gets out here. He's going to be. He was a big star too. He's going to write a book. He'll get a book deal. He might even make a movie. And yeah, he'll. I was thinking about that the other day too, because you know it's already been a year and a half almost or whatever. Not quite a year, I guess. But time goes by fast. He'll get out for good behavior and stuff. So
I agree.
You know, like I said, I wouldn't bet against him. I think he'll be successful when he gets out. All right, Apple announces AirPods Pro with noise cancellation. How about you guys just make a product that like sounds good
that
instead
works.
Of canceling noise?
Exactly. Just
anyways,
something that works.
You know how much money these things cost?
What, so they're earbuds? I'm going to say...
Little earbud.
I'm going to say $79.99.
$249.
For earbuds? Get bent. I'm not paying that.
Hey, Yang,
much.
Do you get both at least or just one?
Yeah, or do you get one for $129?
They give you both, but the case is also a charging case of like earphones are like wasting. Like you just put them inside the case. They charge up really quickly.
You got to charge them?
Yeah, you got to charge them. They're wireless. So, like, but the case that they come in
never ends.
It's actually a charging case for it. So you can be listening
they love
to music.
I can just imagine, like, Cam, like, I got to do an ESPN radio hit. It's like, oh, my earbud's not charged. Oh, where's that mini charger? Like, come on, man.
I know, yeah. That's what they already get you
enough
with.
Enough with charging
charger.
Stuff. How about companies come up with stuff you don't need to charge
better
every 2 hours?
Exactly.
And I'm mad about this because my phone. Dude, earlier this afternoon, my phone was dead. It was dying 2%. You know when you plug it in the wall, but you think it's charging and it's not? So basically, like, after an hour, I unplug it and it's dead. I'm like, what the hell? It didn't charge. Because whatever, I have two outlets, and the bottom one doesn't work, evidently. So my phone doesn't work. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. Who cares? But it pissed me off, man. I'm running for a ferry. I don't know what time it is, stuff, Cam. Like, I'm like, oh, am I late? Am I early? Like, I'm running down the street. But it blew. Just right before the show started, Larry Johnson's out here. Grandmama, Larry Johnson, former New York Knick, great.
Yeah.
UNLV running Larry Rebel, national
Johnson.
Champion, one of the best college players ever.
Amazing.
One of my favorite players, Larry Johnson.
I like Larry, too.
And I'm like, damn. And my phone was off, dude. I would have taken a picture with him. Like normally, I don't do that stuff. But number one, I'm a big fan of his.
For him.
But number two, I know him. Like I'm not saying I'm buddies with him and stuff, but I interviewed him in Vegas when I was doing a radio show out of Vegas on Fox Sports
nice.
Radio with Jorge Gonzalez.
Jorge's
a UNLV guy, right? He's got dude. Yeah, we had like Anderson Hunt and Larry Johnson in studio. And Larry was blasted, all right? Dude, it was like 1 in the afternoon in Vegas. He was for some UNLV function. And UNLV were sort of okay. Remember what was the guy's name? Bennett, Anthony Bennett?
Bennett.
Yeah, so they were kind of okay. People were like, oh, UNLV were back. And I remember I said to him, are UNLV back? And he went off, man, like off the air. He goes, it's an effing insult that they think that being, you know, 20-8 is back. He's like... You know, us in the Fab Five are the most iconic team, and we won, they didn't. So, but Larry could tell that I was one of, you know, me and him would get along, if you know what I'm saying, Cam.
I get it.
So after the interview's over, Larry looks over and he goes, bro, you want a party?
Yeah.
And he was partying, Cam, you know what I'm saying? Vegas style.
Yeah.
And he goes, you're all right, bro. He puts his arm around me and stuff. He's like, reeks of booze. He goes, let's go to party. And he brought up, he goes, let's go to the Sapphire, you know, the day club, pool, strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Larry's like, yeah, nice. We're going to Sapphire this afternoon. You want a party? I was like, ah, bro, I'm on the air here and stuff. I always regretted it. I always thought after, that's probably one of those times, Cam, I just should have said to Jorge, I'm going to Sapphire with Larry Johnson. Like the time Mike Ditka invited us to golf, like, when Mike Ditka invites you to golf with him, you can't say no. You can't say no.
We show up late because they try to chits out on the flight. Remember the last time somebody asked me to party, Gabe? It was after the Tennessee Titans Rams Super Bowl where they're just a yard short. So I'm walking home blasted. Garner was there. all sorts of stuff. Car pulls up. You want a party? I go, I love to party. Then I look, it's like, oh, transvestite. So Larry Johnson didn't ask me to party, but I usually have some strangers who I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I was tripping over curbs. It was a disaster. But yeah, he should have left Jorge that night. He could have handled it.
Yeah, I miss Jorge.
Funny guy.
This guy's probably still hawking like sports beepers.
Oh, of course he is.
He's got a sports pager.
Some kind of scam going on. He's got something going on for sure.
I told you, he saw Judge Joe Brown before. All right, so this game tonight, Cap. I know you're pretty. Listen, how about this? We always talk about how we don't like doing the teasers for the same game.
Yeah, it's 21-7. Yeah.
How about you get the Miami Dolphins plus 21 over 37?
Yep.
Plus 21 like over 37. Will they even let you do it? Like, you know, sometimes they don't let you do it when the math doesn't add up. Like, it's not like.
Exactly. They don't let you do it for a big, big dog like that. I forget what game they did. They didn't let me do it, and it would have won. I was so pissed. Yeah, the books don't. You're right. Excellent point. I'm going to try, and I'll tell you, I don't think they're
like
going to let me
total
do it.
In, like, in the playoffs is like 36, they won't let you do it.
They won't let
you. They won't you get like plus 17 and over 29. They're like,
they won't.
I'd like to ask them. There's like a number that the variation doesn't work for them. They're like, no. If there's only 30 points going to be scored in a game, we're not giving you plus 21, right? Like,
exactly.
Like that's the way. But I think this one they'll let you.
Yeah, this one they did.
Yeah, that's a good thing about like the that's a good thing about the guys on the street, so to speak. They'll let you do that stuff.
Yeah,
you're double teasing the same game. I never even heard of that. I've been around forever. You're taking both teams on the same teaser. Like, remember, like, oh, Julio did it. He's like a Monday Night Football. He's like, yeah, I got the over. I got this team at plus 10 and this team at plus 7. I'm like, they're letting you bet like both teams on the same teaser? That's crazy.
Yo, I did it. I did it that night. Yes, they do. Watch, I'll do it tonight. They'll let me take Miami plus 21 in Pittsburgh.
Damn, FanDuel won't even let you tease the same game.
Unbelievable.
No, you can't tease the same game. You can do teasers, but you got to mix them up. Paul Bovey next.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
DFS competition using the best DailyRoto.com. Compete with the pros on FanDuel and DraftKings with the DailyRoto.com optimizer and get the most accurate projections in the NBA and DFS. Plus, you get lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and a whole lot more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. And guys, remember, follow us on YouTube and Instagram at SportsGrid TV.
Dunk it. All right, speaking of dunking it, let's bring in Paul Bovey right now. As Paul's having a couple of pregame drinks this evening before the New York Knicks and the Chicago Bulls. I will be joining Paul at Madison Square Garden, but I'll be back after the game tonight for the second half for in-game live. I see the Chicago Bulls are now 2-point favorites. The number's going up. Knicks are plus 110 on the money line. Dennis Smith Jr. has been ruled out of this basketball game because his stepmother, unfortunately, just passed away. Paul Bovey steps up and in and joins us. Always a pleasure, Paul. Look forward to seeing you. How you doing, Paul?
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you, Gabe. I painted my face. I'm ready to go. We've got to get a win tonight. 1-3 in about 4 hours from now, Gabe.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. So there's no way we're not betting on the Knicks, right? Now we're even getting 2 points.
Dave, I have a rule. When I go to an NBA game, I don't bet the game. I don't want to ruin the experience. I have not been to Madison Square Garden for quite some time, and I want to enjoy it. except if I see an opportunity during live wagering. That's the only caveat. So if I see something, maybe I'll step in. But I'm walking in there with my hands clean.
No, I'm walking in with my hands muddy. And Cam, I like to enhance the fan experience by betting on
so
the game.
So do I.
Yeah, like
Paul's so much smarter than us. I can't go to a game without not having action on it, right? You're the same way, Gabe. We have to have bets on it.
Yeah. Well, listen, like you said, Paul, the New York Knicks are 0-3 straight up. They got to win eventually, and they're 2-1 against the spread. They're playing a beatable team in the Chicago Bulls, although the Bulls probably have better younger players than they do. A prop that I see right now at Bet365 is R.J. Barrett over 15.5 points. R.J. Barrett over under 15.5. You got to lay 50 cents on the juice to get it, but R.J. Barrett's averaging 21 points a game. No Dennis Smith, even though Dennis Smith doesn't play much. So one thing about the Knicks, guys, their rotation's weird. Fizdale's a hard ass. There's never really a routine to the Knicks starting lineup or the minutes that they get. All right, Paul, so you're not betting this game, but I know you're not going a day without betting something. So what did you look at tonight?
I played this grandioso football game, not on the side. It didn't tickle my fancy. These inflated point spreads normally don't. But I like Mike Gesicki. He's had 7 catches the last 2 weeks, and a couple weeks back, Fitzpatrick threw 18 times. Gesicki was targeted 7. Last week, he completed 4 of 4 to Gesicki out of 35 passes. And the Steelers are very weak against the tight end. Look at Hunter Henry a couple weeks ago. I think he had 8 out of 8 for 100 yards. And then if you look 2 back against the Ravens, the trio of Andrews, Hurst and Boyle, I think they had 9 catches out of 11 targets. So I'm not willing to get involved with the Steelers because there's too many pieces to that offense. A couple guys coming back healthy. I don't know how much Tomlin's going to want to get them involved and expose them. But I do like Gesicki here. It's only 2.5. It's 26.5 yards. That's where I'm going with the game, and I feel comfortable with it.
Paul Bovey with us. Guys, this game sort of snuck up on us, but Russell Westbrook takes on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. It's the Thunder and the Rockets. Not quite the same as Westbrook going back to Houston. Nevertheless, this game's getting a lot of pub right now. Oklahoma City Thunder getting 10 points. Paul, I know you take, and Paul's one of the best NBA bettors out there in America, literally and figuratively. But one of the reasons why you're the best, Paul, is you are patient. You don't come, you like to sort of scout the first couple of weeks or the week of the season. But at what point do you start getting more aggressive and jumping into the NBA?
Like in a week or two. You know, I was not a fan of the schedule being bumped up because you're right in the throngs of football, you know, with the NFL and college. So it just takes me a while to work my way in. I've only bet 1 game so far, actually 2. I lost that Bulls bet to your Toronto Raptors the other night. Thank you for not bringing that up, but at least the Raptors may have softened the Bulls up for tonight.
I was actually going to bring it up. I was going to bring it up in like a minute, Paul. Sorry, but continue, yes.
Okay, so I'm 1-1. And, you know, I'll probably tinker around with a little live wagering before I get heavily involved in the next week.
You know, I only bring up the Raptors because, listen, you cashed them on Friday night, and good for you. Remember, Cam, we were on Friday night, the Raptors-Celtics, yep. They went back and forth. But I talked about it, and even me, I stayed off of the Raptors due to the fact that it's 11 straight times that the home team has won between these two teams when they play each other. Yet, I thought, you know, the Raptors just, they're not getting a lot of respect. I wanted to ask you, Cam and Paul, about this. So I took them, I laid the 3 against the Bulls the other night. They won by 20-plus. Tonight, or last night, I'm looking at the overnight lines, guys. I see Raptors 4.5. And I'm thinking, really, like, Cam, this team just doesn't get respect. 4.5 points against the Orlando Magic. Yet, there's the inner voice, but I don't know if I'm overanalyzing it. Orlando yeah. matches up well with the Raptors, and Orlando beat the Raptors in Toronto last year. And you know it, Cam. Orlando beaten the Raptors a couple of times in Toronto over the last couple of years. It's one of those weird deals where the Raptors lose to the Magic. Like, they lost last year, game one of the playoffs. They did beat them then four straight after that. But what do you think? Is the points? What do you think of the point spread? Is it a trap like that Colt game was yesterday?
Yeah, it feels a lot like that game. I probably would have made the line seven and a half. Open at four and a half. I see a five, Gabe, now on Mr. Green. Total 210. I'm going to tell you, you said it. Orlando matches up well. They've always played the Raptors tight. It's just one of those things, man. I don't want to lay the 5 points in this game. Gabe, I was going to ask you, though, about the Hawks as a home dog against the Sixers getting 5.5. But this Raptor game, there's something that smells. You're right. That Colts game, we were all over it. We knew it smelled like a rat, and they got the outright win to help the teasers. But, man, they didn't cover the number. But I was going to ask you and Paul what you guys think about this Philadelphia-Atlanta game kind of laying in the weeds. Hawks getting 5.5. They're a home dog. Total 222. You guys like that one?
I think they could be a live dog. But quickly, Paul, on the Orlando, is it a trap, the 5 points with the Raptors? What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this. I did post the Orlando Magic tonight on Vegas Insider. And true to my word, I bet every game that I post. So I have $100 on the Orlando Magic, because they have a very deep team. They use a 10-man rotation.
You just hate the Raptors.
And I think they could wear Toronto down a little bit. I'm sorry?
You just hate the Raptors. Friday night, you're on the Celtics. Saturday night, the Bulls. Tonight, the Magic. Like, three times in a row.
They owe me, Gabe. They owe me.
Right,
you know how we think. They have a very deep rotation, and I think they can hang. 5 points, yeah, I'd like six, I'd like seven, but all I'm getting is five, so five it shall be.
All right, and what about the other game Cam asked about, the Atlanta Hawks getting 5.5 tonight?
I have no opine.
What's the deal with Joel Embiid? I think he's out, right, tonight? Let me double check. I was so focused on the football game and the props and everything. Yeah.
Something happened in that Pelicans game, because that line was 5-4. I see like 2.5-3 now. I think somebody's out in that game too. They took it off the board, and they just reposted it. Golden State and the Pelicans. Pelicans now 3, total 236, down from 237.5. Something's going on with that game too.
Yeah, Joel Embiid, a game time decision. Yeah, that's annoying.
What else is new?
I know.
It sure is.
I don't think he's going to play personally.
To let you know now a half an hour before. They have to post lineups, as I'm sure you know, a half an hour before. So
yeah, so that game's 7. So at 7, they got to post it, Paul. It's 7:35 Eastern start.
Yeah.
They better.
7, they got to post it. All right, anything else here in the NBA tonight? We've got how about the Phoenix Suns the other night beating the Clippers?
Yep.
I watched that game, and it's the one thing I think we'll be able to take advantage of. It's funny. Kawhi looked tired already. 3 games in, you know what I mean? He was on adrenaline. I'm almost surprised they didn't rest him, actually. But he wants to, you know, he doesn't want to look soft, so he's playing all the time now. But I was watching the game, guys, and I could tell. You can tell when Kawhi's tired, his shot is short all the time.
Yeah,
he doesn't get as much spring in his jump. And his shot hits like the front of the rim. You saw it all the time last year in the playoffs. And when he was tired, Cam, I got a good eye for him, right? I know him so well. I'm like, man, Phoenix? I was like, maybe the Clippers are going to come back. But when I saw Kawhi little off, I'm like, no, Phoenix are actually to do it. So a big win for Phoenix. Interesting. Interesting team. Nice start for the Phoenix Suns. All right, Paul, before we get you out of here, it's too bad you're not here. I know you're a fan of the big old school Knick team, but Larry Johnson's in the building right now. I just saw Larry Johnson here.
I'm not a big fan of LJ. it has nothing to do with his Knick career. He's made some statements in the aftermath, and I'm just not a fan of Grandma Ma. But I do recall
what statements did you like?
He made. I was there.
Yeah, the shot, exactly.
I don't want to go into it on there.
All right.
I don't want to go, but the shot.
Is this personal? You know, it's like you got a personal beef with him or something like that?
No, it's just not something that should be discussed on air. It's too political, so I prefer to stay clear.
He was great in Family Matters, Gabe, with Urkel.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Carl, Urkel, Steve,
Carl, Mr. Winslow,
Laura, Harriet.
That's it.
Paul, we'll see you in about 20 minutes.
Have a good one, Paul.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
All right, game time decision continues. We're into our final segment here on the program. Monday Night Football this evening. We've got the Miami Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cam, one thing about this time of the year, you can make money betting on really bad teams getting points because the point spreads get too high. Right? Like people see a team lose, you know, 3, 4, yep, 5 times in a row, and they're like, oh my God, this team is terrible. And then, like, you know, the Buffalo Bills were 17-point favorites. They shouldn't have been. They won by 10. You know, the Dolphins actually covered against the Redskins, too. Right? So, you know, they've been on a little.
They almost won.
Yeah.
They went for a 2-point conversion at the end and didn't get, they would have won the game.
Yeah. So they've been hanging around, and they're getting too many points right now. Basically, teams that are 0-5 or worse that are getting double digits start to cash. And from week 7 out, it's even more extreme. Because basically, like, the market is you're not getting value betting against this bad team anymore. Everybody knows they're bad, and then they're made out to be even worse than they really are, and the numbers get inflated. Yet, this isn't a crazy number at 14. It's not like it's 17.5. And the fact is, even though it's Mason Rudolph, the Pittsburgh Steelers are capable of beating the crap out of them, right? The Steelers have had a frustrating year. If you know what I mean, like if things are going well for them, they could take some frustrations out on the Miami Dolphins. But it's Mason Rudolph. And quite frankly, this Pittsburgh Steelers team doesn't execute all that well. They turn the ball over. They take penalties. They're kind of all over the place, this team. They're kind of sloppy, and it's a lot of points, especially, you know, Fitzpatrick's a moron, but we're not asking him to win a game, Cam. We're asking him to hang within 14 points.
Yeah, don't turn over the ball in the red zone. Don't pull a Fitzpatrick. Just grind. He grinded in that game against Washington, too. I think Miami can hang, too, Gabe. I probably think they're going to lose the game by, you know, 7 to 10 points. Interestingly enough, it allowed me to do that teaser, so I have Miami plus 21 and Pittsburgh minus 7 for the fun teaser of the night. Just a quick question. One of the things you sent me over, R.J. Barrett's points have gone from 15 to 16.5. You still want it?
That's unbelievable. I basically talked like I lose value by talking about it. It's 15.5.
Yeah, I don't know when that.
Yeah, it was minus 1.
It's 16.5, but only minus 120. So you see what I'm saying? They dicked around with the juice.
Yeah, but I'm getting screwed. It should be minus 110. I'd rather just lay the 50 at 15 or whatever. It's all good. No, they can't. Yeah, they can't stop us. The Maple Mamba goes off. Actually, yeah, I'm already out, actually. You know, and I like the James Conner, but there's only so many. For the record, too, and you're seeing our units there, we didn't lose it all. We pulled it. We withdrew last night.
Yeah, no, I could tell. And also those bets that we had mid-game, they went over. Giants game went over.
Chargers
you
covered.
Clipped the Chargers.
I went 3-0 and on in-game live with the picks I gave.
Yeah, it was good. No, and I had a great afternoon. Thanks to you. I salvaged my day. I took your advice on the Raiders. San Francisco was the right side to be on. I had Cleveland, but I had them teased as well. And I tell you, man, New England winning by 14. Cleveland's their own worst enemy. The start of that game, they moved the ball. It's just, man, I've never seen a team that can move the ball so easily as a bad team just kill themselves, Gabe. They're brutal. Like, the mistakes they make and stuff, like, Yeah, it's not all on Kitchens. It's on the players too. But hey, they're gonna have a backup quarterback this week. Flacco hurt his disc, so we'll see what happens. Cleveland must win game in Denver. Just got a text from your boy Sean G in the morning. Goes, you need to start messing up, Cam. I guess you ripped his update earlier today and compared to. I go, yeah. Well, I put spreads and stuff in mine. You know what I'm saying? So this guy's all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sean. Yeah, exactly. People like you're going to start to be disliked by the other guys because everyone always says your updates. How come you can't be like Cam now? You see, now you're getting resented.
Oh, I don't like that. Yeah, I don't want to be that kid in the class with the shiny apple and stuff. But
yeah, I know.
We're a betting.
Well,
show,
Sean,
though,
Sean hit trip. The Sean hits the wall in his update about 90 seconds in, and he basically wants me to converse with him, right?
Yeah, well,
sometimes I will, it's not like, so I told him, like, dude, I'm here 7 hours a day. Like, you got five minutes, bro. Knock yourself out. Do the update.
But I do. I make sure the updates are 5 minutes because I know who you are. You either want to take a piss or maybe have a quick smoke. That's what it's for, right? That's the update. It's kind of like, let's get back on track for the hour of the show. But, yeah, he's been texting me all day today. He's about these updates. I guess you ripped him a good one in the early morning show, Gabe.
No, I didn't. It wasn't so much about the update, but.
No, he was joking.
No, it's all good. But there was a listen, we have the rugby guy coming in. Basically, the English players did a letter V in front of the New Zealand Kiwi guys when they did that haka dance.
Yeah.
They did a letter V, and he thought that I was supposed to know that the letter V was supposed to look like a vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. I got sort of mad. Him and Ranieri were scared to even, like, they're like, well, you know, a woman's anatomy. And, like, I'm like, I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. I said, I don't see how the letter V you think of, like, a vagina because of the letter V.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the controversy. The controversy was that the letter V, Cam, the letter V made the England players line up on New Zealand side of the field during their dance, which is an insult. Supposed to give them space.
Exactly. Yep. When I hear V, I think of victory.
That's what I said. He said, well, what do you think the V stands for? I said, I don't know, victory? And he goes, no. And he's like, you don't know? Like I was crazy. And then I'm like, you're telling me all this was over a vagina? And even Joe, he's like, oh, woman's anatomy. And finally, I just said, you mean pussy? I was like, I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, what are you guys talking about here? And then I did some research, and there was no sexual offense. It was that the V made them line up on the other side. And basically, I was reading about how France lined up in an arrow against them. And I said, what is that, a penis? If the V's a vagina, so what, the arrow's a penis? And no, basically the arrow did the same thing. It made them, it was like an FU, and it made them line up on the other side. And basically it's your excuse of saying, no, we don't mean to be on your side of the field.
Your side.
We're just doing our tradition. You guys are doing your dance. It's kind of cheap, but I guess like basically the British media were like, well, it's better than 10 years ago when basically the Brits got in their face and it was nearly a fight.
Yeah,
like the Brits crossed the line and went face to face and started doing a dance in front of them.
Yeah, not smart.
Nah. But at the same point in time, you can't let these Kiwi guys just start dancing in your face and then stomp on you, Cam. Like, people are like, it's your tradition. It's also their tradition to kick the shit out of you and win 66-0, right? And laugh at you after.
Good points.
Look, England did a V. They beat them. They upset them.
Interesting.
They beat them.
Nice. Kind of like what you were talking about with Odell Beckham. You get in his face, the Kiwis, you got to rattle the cage a little bit there.
Well, the Kiwis are big bullies in rugby, right? And what do you do with a bully? You have no choice but to hit him with a crowbar back.
Exactly.
And you know the Brits are dumb enough to, like, mouth off to them too, right? So
for sure they are. The Scots, the Brits, all those teams need to do stuff like that. You're right. Kiwis, man, they're amazing.
I don't look at it disrespect. Hey, they stepped up and they got it done. So, all right. NHL hockey.
Tonight.
What are you going to do with these games, Cam, in the NHL tonight?
I am going to take Buffalo in hockey tonight. I think that total's too low. I also am going to take the over 5.5. I think Buffalo and Arizona, people don't know. It's what I talked about before. They went over against the Islanders. they're not this one goal team anymore. I think they can get like two or three, and Buffalo can get like four. I'm going to go over in that game. Florida played last night, but they absolutely slapped Edmonton around. They're starting to come around, Gabe. It's tough. Vancouver coming off a heartbreaking loss where they pissed away a four-goal lead against the Capitals. I'm kind of like Kurtz. I kind of like where he's going. I like Buffalo. I like Florida. Buffalo over and Florida over. So if I'm going to take both overs, I might as well take a big bite out of the salami over. I like the grand salami over tonight with both games to go over.
You know, I've got limited action tonight because I've got a limited budget. Full disclosure, we won last yep. night online, but I didn't want to be a chump and just never pull it. I actually withdrew some funds. So, you know what? They're going to be here in the morning and whatever, and then I'll try to build this up again. So it is what it is. I can't go on as many games as I want, but let's take the Dolphins, small play Dolphins plus 14. Let's go Dolphins Steelers over 44. NBA basketball, New York Knicks plus 2. RJ Barrett over, 16.5 now, Cam?
Yeah, 16.5, 20 cents, yeah. What a scam. You're right, it should have gone to 10 cents if it went
I know,
up to 16
that's what I'm saying.
Screw
Whatever,
job.
Dude. You know what, he scored 16 or more. He's not scored less than 16 in a game. He's averaging 21 points a game. Give me the Raptors minus the 5. Whatever. If the book's going to keep disrespecting them, we'll just keep cashing, Ken. Whatever, dude. They're going to beat the Magic tonight, bro. They'll win by like 8 or something. And the Atlanta Hawks, plus 5.5. Joel Embiid, game time decision. Which, you know, pretty early in the season for this crap for him already.
Do you think the Suns are an interesting home dog against Utah tonight getting 5?
You know, yes, Ken. Problem with the Phoenix Suns tonight is... like I said, they beat Kawhi and the Clippers the other night.
Yeah,
and, dude, the Phoenix Suns are 2-1, Cam, and their loss is by 1 point on the road at Denver, and they took the Nuggets to overtime, bro.
Yeah, so they're playing.
I don't
great.
Know, like, yeah. Kelly Oubre and Devin Booker are balling. And
I want to take them.
It's you not enough. It's weird. You look, you're like, whatever. Right, you got Oubre, you got Booker. I don't know, man. They got a bunch of dudes bombing threes. They got, like, these Euro guys hitting threes. Booker. They have a coach. Like, dude, I watched the game the other night. First time I've seen the Phoenix Sun players and crowd smiling and having fun in years.
Yeah, that
like,
was
playing
the best,
to the
too.
Crowd, like, high-fiving. Yeah. The coach was like, come on. Like, the crowd was like, you could see, like, the smile on their faces in the stands. Like, wow, we have a team. Only early camp, but they're showing something.
Yeah, and Patrick Beverley fouls out, and they're, like, waving at him and stuff. It's like they got a little bit of an edge to them now. Like, they're not the same doormat Suns that we used to remember. I might take both home dogs and hope for the best with Atlanta plus 5.5 and Phoenix plus 5 in basketball there. Yeah, I'm on the Miami Dolphins too, Gabe. I'm going to take the 14 points. Also going to do that teaser, see if we can get a middle job. Pittsburgh to minus 7, Miami to plus 21. Hopefully we can get a nice little middle job there. I don't know about the total of this game. You like the over in this football game? I find it very difficult.
Yes.
I think it can go either 30-17.
Way. 30-17 Pittsburgh tonight.
So 47, 3 points
yeah,
over the total.
Maybe 28-17. Team total Miami is 14.5. They probably get there. Listen, man, Pittsburgh scored. They've scored 20 points or more in every game with the exception of that first game. Even with the backup quarterbacks, they've got into the mid-20s and stuff. They score more at home. I think the game goes over tonight. I really do. Primetime games are 19-5 to the under, I might add. Oh, and I like James Conner. Good call by Dane yesterday with Latavius Murray going over.
Last night
it was free money with me with Aaron Jones over 93.5. He had that 80-yard catch right at the top.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, cha-ching.
But
love that.
Miami Dolphins' run defense is bad, ranked 31st in the National Football League. They also give up a lot of, like, catches to running backs and stuff. It's a high number at 109.5, but the Terminator, I would be back. James Conner should go over 109.5 total rush and receiving yards. So I got Dolphins plus 14, Dolphins Steelers over 44, James Conner over 109.5, Knicks plus 2, RJ Barrett over 16.5, Raptors minus 5, Hawks plus 5.5. We'll be back in-game live at 10 o'clock. The crew will be here at 8. Dane comes up next. Get on the grid.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
Projected to be the worst team in the National Football League. They had the lowest win total in the NFL. Like, out of the odds, who's like going to be the worst team? Could any team not win a game? It was Miami, Miami, Miami. So it's a great idea to put them on TV in week eight. Like, at best, like, what were they going to be right now? And, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous. People in Miami don't care about the Miami Dolphins, let alone the, you know, the rest of America. It's, you know, it's amazing to me that ESPN, as powerful as they are, gets the batch of crap that they do from the National Football League. Like, it's beyond me. I don't understand why the NFL, like, the NFL is just, they just don't give a, they don't care. They don't care, Cam. This is what it comes down to. Like, you figure they would say, you know what? All right, we proved our point with ESPN. You know, we showed them who's boss, but it makes the league look bad. Like, yeah, you're screwing over ESPN, fine, but it makes the league look bad. Like, you know, it's just, it's stupid. It's stupid, and you know what? The NFL game will probably have lower ratings than, like, reruns of Judge Judy tonight.
Yeah, we'll watch it, though, because, you know, we're going to be betting on the game. But you said, I think, to further your point, just Miami in general, it's just a bad sports town. People will go there to get laid, to get drugs, to hit the beach, to do whatever. They'll go there to watch sports. Remember when the Miami Heat had the triplets game? They had problems getting people into playoff games where they're the best damn team in the NBA. So this is nothing new. And then you put on a bad product, the Miami Dolphins. Now, they got more Bills fans going down there, New Yorkers, people from all over the world. Nobody cares in Miami about their sports teams there. It's an absolute joke. And you said it. Tonight's game could be a train wreck. I don't know if I want to lay 14 with the Steelers, though. But, yeah, it could be a pretty bad game tonight.
All right, George Kurtz is going to step up today. We've got the World Series going back to Texas. Chance of lock him up. Rain down last night. A T-Mobile Stadium or whatever the hell it's called. The chicks that flash Gerrit Cole have been banned for life by baseball. George Kurtz coming up next.
Be sure to follow all our social media at FNTSY Sportsnet.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.